calling me out across the oil fields, over the desert and the gas leaking up from the ground. I turn the dial and I strain to find direction, searching for that almighty sound.
Oh my gosh, we're coming up on a city, it looks like.
Yeah, it's Trade Town up ahead.
Wow. So Lord Gorth Tollway leads right to Trade Town?
It does.
Wow,
it does.
I didn't know that.
On Route 86.
You know, I've heard tell of Trade Town, but I've never had a chance to visit.
Yeah, it's the biggest town in Gorthland, actually, in the Northwest. A lot of people try to flock into Trade Town because out of all the towns, it's one of the safest, only because it's so populated with so many people,
yeah,
that you can't get away with any kind of crimes here.
Well, I mean, Gorth is pretty strict as far as people go, you know, as far as these
Absolutely. Evil
rulers go. Not to say he's evil or anything, but tell me a little bit about Trade Town.
Trade Town was originally Plainview before the Great War. They turned into a fort during the Great War.
The military, the Elder's Army.
Yeah, it's the perfect place because you have everything around surrounding Trade Town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, up ahead, you have actually Silvertown, and they make the ammunition here. So the road leads right into Trade Town. And then right in the center of Trade Town, you actually have a big pool of water. So you have all fresh water.
Oh, right there. So you have wells.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, man. We have a few of those in New Amarillo. And it's water's like gold, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. But
especially when it's, you know, the stuff that's not radiated. Most of it is.
This isn't a well. It's almost an entire lake.
What?
That we have.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's huge.
Oh, my God. I've got to see that.
Yeah. And then if you look up in the northwest corner over there, I don't know. Can you see? Can you see that green patch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's grass.
Yeah. It's just fresh grass.
Now, that's very rare.
So the cattle there can eat, and you have fresh beef.
Wow, and it's not mutated. Like extra heads or anything.
Nope.
Wow, man.
Yes, and it's very valuable. I haven't eaten beef like that in
a long time.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Well,
it's a great town.
Well, no wonder Gorth has it guarded so well with these huge walls and the gates that surround it and all these guards.
And not to mention the radio station.
Exactly. Well, yeah, there's the radio station.
Great reception.
Which I hear Lord Gorth is really into radio. He likes it.
Yeah, he does. All right, we're going to have to get off on off Jimmy here. All right.
Hold your horses, fella.
All right, listen. I want you just to follow me closely.
Okay, you're gonna bring Jimmy in. He'll follow you too.
Yeah, I'll just bring him in.
Okay,
just follow both me and Jimmy. Just stay close.
I'm not stupid. I can follow.
All right, shit. No one said you were stupid,
all right,
Jimmy.
Calm down.
Sheesh.
All right, just follow me.
Okay.
All right, come on.
All right,
just
excuse me.
Closer.
Excuse me, ma'am. Don't touch me, you pervert. I'm not. I just am trying to get past. Wait, Miggle. Miggle.
Get off of me.
Oh, sorry, sir. Sorry. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Watch out.
Don't push me.
All right. I'm not pushing you.
I'll kill you. You trying to take my gold?
No, I don't want your gold. Please. I'm just trying to get past. Oh, my gosh. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me. Thank you.
Don't cut in front of the line. You stay where you are.
Okay. All right. I'll stay where I am. Oh, my gosh. So, just waiting in line here. Are you sure I can't get around you, sir?
No!
Okay, sheesh.
Charlie, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Oh, Miggle!
Let's go, I told you to follow me.
I lost you, I tried to follow you, but these grouches wouldn't let me get through.
You gotta be aggressive.
Alright, I'll follow you.
You move, get out of my way.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah, see, you just gotta push him out of the way. It's really easy, honestly.
Don't push me! Oh, I'm old and feeble! Oh!
Yeah, okay, get out of the way, Grandma.
Okay, take it.
Sorry.
Take it down, Charlie.
I got a little carried away.
All right. excuse me.
Yes? How can I help you?
I demand entrance into Trade Town, please.
What's your name, sir? Oh, Sergeant Miggle, it's you.
Yes, sir.
Right this way, sir. Please follow me around. Come around the corner here, and I'll let you in.
All right.
The special entrance reserved for special fellas like yourself.
I think we are. Do you take that entrance, too?
Sometimes. Right this way, sir. Oh, and your horse. Okay, all right. And, are you coming in too? Or you're staying out? I'm coming in. I'm with him. I'm with you, right, Miggle?
Yeah, that's Charlie. He's with me.
Oh, my gosh. All right, come now. Have a nice day, Sergeant Miggle.
That guy was weird.
Yeah, he deserves that special entrance every day.
Yeah. So where are we headed?
All right. Well, first off, we're going to find Lord Gorth. He should be at the radio station, I think.
Oh, okay. So we're inside Trade Town. Let's get to the radio station.
Yes.
Then. Where is it? Oh, I see it. I can see the tower.
Yeah.
It's bigger than Wasteland Radio's tower.
Yeah, well, he has a lot of Gorth money since he's the one who prints it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
All right. So, let's get up there.
All right. And welcome, Charlie, to WGOR, Lord Gorth's radio station in Trade Town.
So this is kind of the lobby area.
It is.
It's beautiful in here. It's so shiny. And look at these couches. So this is where the guests come when they're going on the radio?
Yep, that's where they all sit.
Wow, oh my gosh. I mean, I have to admit, I've never listened to the station before. But, you guys must have some great programming to kind of warrant this beautiful waiting room.
Well, we certainly try, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And over here we have our lovely receptionist, Miss Venomous.
Oh, hello, Miggle. How are you doing? Are you staying out of trouble?
I certainly do try, Miss Venomous. Hey, listen, is Lord Gorth in the building?
Of course! You know how he loves his precious station. He's upstairs in his office. You know, Miggle, I almost fainted when he walked through the door yesterday. I thought he was a goner for sure when they captured him in Amarillo. That must have been like a year ago or something. He was in jail so long. It's a miracle from the elders, I swear, that he managed to escape and get back here to Trade Town. And Gorthland. Oh my gosh, praise elders.
With my help too, you know. Miggle can work some miracles too.
Oh, that's right. You helped him escape, of course. You're such a good boy for rescuing our Lord Gorthy.
Yeah, and I rescued Charlie here too. He's got to see Lord Gorth. So we will talk later, Mrs. Venomous?
Oh, of course. Take care, boys. Bye.
All right, let's just take this stairwell right upstairs, and we'll go meet Lord Gorth. And I feel like you're going to be in for a big surprise once you see who our DJ is.
Oh, wow, I can't wait. Okay. It's just so fancy. I can't get over how beautiful everything is.
There's it's pretty nice.
These lights, they work.
Yep.
Amazing.
They do.
Ah, Charlie. Miggle, I'm glad you made it to safely back to Gorthland. I hope you didn't run too much trouble along the way.
Just a few cannibals and a sandworm. Nothing we couldn't handle. I'm just glad that you made it safely back to your people, Lord Gorth. After a year without their great leader, they were beginning to get restless. I had to deal with a few unruly warlords who thought they could take advantage of your absence.
I knew you and my Terra gods could control my territory while I was away. But now I'm back, and we must celebrate. Tonight, I want a great feast for myself and the merchants of Trade Town, and increase the water rations for this moon cycle.
Yes, my lord. Increase it by how much, my lord?
1 tablespoon. That should be cause for celebration among the dirt classes.
Certainly, Lord Gorth. I must leave you and Charlie to go plan for tonight's feast. In your honor, of course.
Yes, of course! I will give Charlie a tour of the station and introduce him to our current DJ. You're dismissed.
Yes, of course, your most massiveness.
Oh. And Meagle.
Yes, Lord Gorth?
Convene my battle boys in the war room. We must begin to prepare for this year's attack on the Murillo.
Yes, Lord Gorth. Right away.
Well, well, Charlie, here we are. I can't believe you're here, finally.
I know, Lord Gorth Radio. It's beautiful.
Well, this, of course, this is my baby. I mean, look at this place. Don't you just love it here?
It's like top of the line. You have top of the line everything. The couches downstairs were beautiful.
We spare no expense with anything. Everything.
It looks new. It doesn't look like it was... Like it's been around for 100 years.
Well, you know, it has, but, you know, we make sure everything always looks the best, and I had to fire my last guy who didn't do a good job, so anyway.
Now, we talked about this for, you know, we talked about the station on and off.
Yes,
you know?
We did.
We've been together for about a year, obviously, I don't need to tell you, imprisoned by force. And it's everything you described to me. But
yes.
I want to see the equipment.
Okay, well, let's take a walk over here. Now, the first thing, as you know, this is the booth with the engineer, the control room, and all that thing. But mostly I do the control room because I want the control. And sometimes people don't know what they're doing, and I know what I'm doing.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, going all through this door.
A hands-on kind of management.
Yeah, exactly. Hands-on, yes. Hands-on their throat that they don't do it right. So through here it is. The mic here. There it is, the booth. Where we do the recording.
Oh, so this is the recording booth, like commercials and stuff.
Yes,
like
exactly.
That. Wow.
And over here on this wall, this is where I do my feeds. You know what that is?
Feeds?
Yeah, it's not like eating feeds, yum yum. It's like introspective thoughts. Like I see something crawling in the ground. It's like, that looks interesting. I'm going to write about that. Or somebody gets injured and I say, oh, they're bleeding from the stump of their arm. So I'm just going to make... A comment about that.
Like an editorial.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, a verbal editorial, yes. Now, off to this side, here's the kitchen. I want to make sure everybody's fed. So we had all this food,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's mine. This little plate over there is theirs.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not this selfish person. They get to have this little food over there.
Oh, yeah, they get a whole plate.
Exactly.
Yeah. You get several pieces.
Oh, I need to keep up my strength.
Expensive China.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, you're the manager.
Yeah.
It's
important
things.
That I keep my energy at a high level. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And what strikes me is that everything is so clean, spick and span.
Yes, but I do white glove check every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if there's one speck of, you know, then they have to clean with a little tiny brush with just one little thing on the end.
Oh,
so it takes them all day.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So that makes them keep things clean.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it keeps them in line at the same time.
And
now,
and I saw the antenna outside. Incredible. Huge.
It's got to be a dream, right? You
yes.
have to work in a place
it's
like
beautiful.
This.
Beautiful.
Yes.
It's a beautiful place.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. So, I have something to ask you.
Okay, I kind of got that sense.
Yeah, well, see, the DJ that I have...
Yeah?
He's not working out too well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like his demeanor, his attitude, you know. He takes my food, he doesn't, you know, ask. And many times I had him scrub, it was dirty and stuff. But, so, here's the thing I want to talk to you about. I really think that you should... be my DJ.
I don't know, Gorth.
I highly advise that you are my DJ. I really want to encourage you to say yes. Not encourage, but actually you need to say yes to this. In fact, before you answer, I can see you're trying to answer. You get that mouth open wide. I know you're excited. I'd like you to go in there and introduce yourself to the DJ we have, the one I'm not happy with.
So you want me to meet the DJ? You want to replace him?
Yes. You need to talk to him right now.
On the air?
At this moment.
On the air.
Yes, on the air.
All right, okay.
Of course, it's important that everybody hears it on the air, yes.
This is kind of awkward. You want to replace me with this guy, but you want me to go talk to
yes,
him?
Yes, you need to do it at this moment. Right now.
Okay.
Talk to him.
All right.
I cannot say thank you enough. Goodbye. Go say hi to him.
All right, okay. While we walk in here.
All right.
And that was Madonna. Right now it's about 10:22 here on WGOR, and I'm DK, your... I can't believe who just came in as Charlie.
DK DJ.
Where have you been?
Well, where have you been?
Well, I've been all